It's crunch time in Greece.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Greeks are striking again today to protest deep cuts the government wants to make in order to get more bailout money. But Eurozone finance ministers say the austerity plan submitted yesterday wasn't good enough. They want more details. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in Athens, and he joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So the rest of the Eurozone is clearly not happy with the Greek deal. How do the Greeks feel about it?
They're not happy with it either. I mean, many Greeks say it just piles more misery onto them. This country is now in its fifth consecutive year of recession. Unemployment is 20% and rising. Many Greeks say the budget cuts will just make matters worse.
So where do we go from here? What happens next?
What is supposed to happen next is that the Greek Parliament will meet on Sunday, and the Europeans have said it will have to ratify the measures before Greece gets a single cent of new bailout money. Eurozone finance ministers say they'll be watching like hawks, and they'll meet again next Wednesday to review progress.
Stephen, is this getting any closer to some kind of resolution?
It doesn't look like it, does it? But no one can quite believe that Greece will be allowed to slide into a messy default. Economist Aristos Doxiadis says this would be a disaster for Greece.
Banks will have to close down. Hundreds of thousands of people will lose their jobs in a period of weeks. And then we'll have to start from the beginning from a very, very low base.
And the consequences for global financial markets could be dire. There seems to be a game of chicken going on here, but there is a real deadline. If Greece doesn't get its bailout money by March the 20th, it will default.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us from Athens, Greece. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, today, First Lady Michelle Obama will be in Dallas, Texas, promoting her campaign to get the nation's children to eat healthy. Yesterday, she made the pitch in Little Rock, Arkansas, but not to students. She's trying to make over the menu at military bases. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
Michelle Obama said yesterday she hoped this initiative to bring healthier food to military bases would send a message to Americans. Robert Paulberg lectures on food politics at the Kennedy School of Government.
Government often uses the military to make important social changes. It was the decision to integrate the Army in 1944 that arguably led to the civil rights movement of the 1960s.
Call it a campaign for hearts and stomachs. The program will bring more fruits and vegetables and whole grain foods to mess halls and cafeterias in the next few months. Vending machines are also getting a makeover. The Defense Department hopes the changes will cut health costs. It spends over $1 billion a year on medical care for military personnel with weight-related problems. Robert Paulberg remembers when he was in the Navy, he always had a chocolate bar in his pocket.
You didn't go too far without making sure you had a snack in your pocket, and candy was the easiest one to carry.
An apple just would have broken his stride. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower across the globe this morning, down more than 1% in Hong Kong and down in London about 0.4% right now. Also down, sales of everything to do with video games. NPD Group says they dropped 34% last month compared with a year ago. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added just 6 points to close at 12,890.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
It was exactly 1 week ago that the government gave us some good news. The unemployment rate dropped last month to 8.3%. But some economists say the news isn't as good as it sounds because some workers have simply dropped out of the labor force. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to clear this up. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, is the unemployment rate really dropping, or are people just leaving the labor force?
Well, this is always a key question because you're absolutely right. The unemployment rate, which is at 8.3%, that could reflect, you know, people have been pounding the pavement. They finally get work, or they could finally say, you know what? I'm not even going to bother because no one is hiring. And usually it's a mix. But the recent improvements, you know, over the past several months in 2011 reflected a lot of people getting discouraged. So we got this good number, 8.3%. What economists did is they looked at the employment to population ratio, and that measures, you know, how many people are actually working. And what it did, it confirmed this was a good number.
Well, by the way, what does it mean to leave the labor force? Do you wake up in the morning and go down and file paperwork and say, that's it for me? Don't bother?
Exactly right. You know, it's that image I always have, someone just throwing open their window and just saying, I'm not going to take it anymore. I've had it. So what it is, it's a household survey. It's a survey of 60,000 households by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And there's these 2,200 trained workers and ask all these questions and are trying to see, you know, who's actually looking for work. You know, you're unemployed, but you're looking for work, or maybe you're working part time and you want to be working full time. And then there are people who drop out of labor force. So some of it can be people not working, people being in prison, people being active duty in the military, and then, of course, people going to school.
So what's the real unemployment rate at this point? Is it 8.3%?
Well, I like the number of 8.3%. Then you can drill down, get more accurate data. If you make certain adjustments, the real unemployment rate's 11%. But then you have to make adjustments farther back. The advantage of 8.3% is that it's a consistent time series. It's like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Is the market up? Is the market down? Is the unemployment rate up or is it down? And the message of the market is, it's down.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And finally, to Valentine's Day, which is next week, Pizza Hut is offering a wedding proposal special for $10,010. It comes with a ring, limousine service, a photographer, flowers, and fireworks, which leaves about, $10 left for pizza and breadsticks. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.